Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Members of the Massachusetts legal community are congratulating Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins on her nomination to be the next U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. President Biden nominated Rollins to the post yesterday. She must still be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In a statement, Rollins said she's humbled by the nomination. Rollins is no stranger to controversy, but many expect she'll be more diplomatic if confirmed to the federal post. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Despite having been in office for just 2.5 years, Rachel Rollins is arguably the most well-known district attorney in the state. But not all of the attention has been positive. Former Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling, who left office in February, says some of Rollins' comments have raised concerns.
Rachel and I get along great, but when you wield that kind of power as U.S. attorney, I think you have to control a little more what you say.
One of Rollins' controversial comments came last year when she said public defenders are overwhelmingly privileged and not always responsive to their black and brown clients. The public defenders were outraged. Later, Rollins said she was just responding to a man who complained about his court-appointed attorney.
In no way was I vilifying an entire group of people, but what I'm not going to do is say to a defendant that sounds like he's in distress, they don't call you back. Good luck with that.
Massachusetts Bar Association President Denise Murphy says that was a lesson for Rollins.
She learned from being at the Suffolk DA's office that you have to be a lot more aware of all the ramifications of what you're going to say. She is a lightning rod, no doubt about that, but that's what it sometimes takes to make change.
Rollins has garnered national attention for being among a group of progressive prosecutors trying to reform the criminal legal system and its focus on punishment. But that's resulted in some backlash, including from the Baker administration. State Public Safety Secretary Thomas Turco publicly criticized Rollins for not prosecuting some low-level crimes. If Rollins is confirmed, Governor Charlie Baker will appoint her replacement until an election next year. Baker was asked yesterday what qualities he's looking for in the next Suffolk DA.
I think the biggest one is sort of what I would describe as experience, intelligence, and some degree of support from the community. That's generally been the way we've done this when we've made these appointments.
Another tussle during Rollins' tenure involved Cape and Islands DA Michael O'Keefe. He wrote a Boston Globe editorial which didn't mention Rollins by name, but criticized what he called social justice district attorneys. O'Keefe, who's president of the Massachusetts DA's Association, would only say yesterday that the few district attorneys he had spoken with are pleased by Rollins' nomination. John Amabile, incoming president of the Massachusetts Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, says he hopes Rollins, as U.S. attorney, moves away from strict federal sentencing guidelines and does not tone down her reform efforts.
What I would be hoping for is that she tones things up and she provides leadership in assessing what cases should be brought, what the priorities should be, and significantly how people should be treated in terms of sentencing.
Regardless of the controversies, many experts expect Rollins will be confirmed. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says typically the Senate does not hold hearings on U.S. attorney nominations. He says approval is likely because Rollins was recommended by Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey.
So the process is not one that lends itself to rejecting a nominee, especially if the person has home state senator support. And the president's support. So it has happened, but I think it's unlikely to happen.
A Senate vote is expected in the fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.